So nothing ordinary about Christmas. We wear Christmas jumpers. Who's got one on? One or two? Thank you, very lovely. Listen to catchy songs and cool carols. We pull crackers. We eat huge amounts of food. People get given presents. That all makes it out of the ordinary. But Christmas has always been extraordinary. Our readings, we will hear about angels talking to Mary and then Joseph and the shepherds. There's nothing extraordinary about meeting an angel. You may find it hard to believe, but when God steps into our world and makes himself known, it's gonna give an extraordinary moment. So how did the ordinary become extraordinary? Well, we have had the announcement of a new king recently for our country. He's made it news in every city in the world, I think. Flags and banners and trumpets and cannons have been fired. Who knows his name? The name of our king in this country. At the back, Isla. King Charles, we've got a picture of him, there he is, our new king. Imagine if there was an announcement about you, and everybody in the world was meant to know about you, and it was on the front page of every newspaper, and it was good news. There's a Sawston scene, there's the Week, good news about you. Well, Mary had an announcement, and let's listen to how Mary got the news. Andrew, thank you.
From Luke chapter 1, God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin who lived in Nazareth, a town in Galilee. She was engaged to marry a man, Joseph, from the family of David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Greetings, the Lord has blessed you and is with you." But Mary was very confused by what the angel said, and Mary wondered, "What does this mean?" The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is pleased with you. Listen, you will become pregnant, you will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and people will call him the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of King David, his ancestor. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end."
God's forever king being announced to Mary, and he would come as a baby. Who's got one of those? It's a bit surprising. God's forever king, the one who would rule over his people forever, would come as a baby. That is extraordinary. Then there's ordinary Joseph. As Joseph slept, something extraordinary happened to him. Remember, he went to bed sad. An angel spoke to him and told him Mary was going to have a baby. Let's listen in. Fern is going to read us what Joseph heard.
While Joseph thought about this, an angel of the Lord came in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. You will name the son Jesus. Give him that name because Jesus will save his people from their sins."
The angel said, "Joseph, you are going to have a baby boy. And I'm going to tell you his job. He will," announcement, "save his people from their sins." Oh, you've got to call him Jesus because that's what it means. Can we have that slide up as well? I don't think there was a balloon, the original moment. But the angel told Joseph to call the boy Jesus. For what he would do would save his people from their sins when he grew up. Sin. That is extraordinary. Sin is what makes all of us enemies with God. Enemies. We're all unkind. We all tell lies. We hurt other people. We live in God's world as though it was ours. And we don't think about him. God hates that. And so we are in trouble with God. We need saving from our sin. The day Jesus was born was the day God gave the world a rescuer. So someone who could save us from sin. You know, that is what Jesus' name means, God's rescuer. That is extraordinary. But we need to consider not just Mary, not just Joseph, but the shepherds who had an extraordinary moment for them as well. So can we hear from the shepherds? And Flora is going to read for us.
That night, some shepherds were in the fields nearby watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and suddenly they became very frightened. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, because I am bringing you some good news. It will be a joy to all the people. Today, your Savior was born in David's town. He is Christ the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a feeding box."
So an angel, in fact, masses of angels and probably lots of bright lights in the sky. Could you all get out a mobile phone and turn on your flashlights? We've got one light. It's not very bright, but I thought a few more might help. Look at that. Okay, look around. A few lights. That's quite exciting. Lights were great. The angel's wings were amazing. It must have been astonishing, but there was probably something else as well. Fanfare. Okay, lights off. Thank you very much, Phil. A choir of angels, an announcement, a fanfare. That was one trumpet and probably about 20 lights. Imagine thousands of trumpets and thousands and maybe millions of lights. If you were one of the shepherds, you'd be quite scared. But then the angel told the shepherds, this is good news for everyone in the whole world. And the angel gave the shepherds a checklist. Here it is, a checklist. You need to go and find this baby boy. It is a baby. He'll be wrapped up in strips of cloth, and he'll be lying in an animal feeding box. That is pretty extraordinary. And then they disappeared. We are going to pray. We'd love us to be praying for our reception of this amazing news. And Ed is going to pray, and we'll say the Lord's Prayer at the end. Ed, over to you.
Well, we're going to pray, and we're going to use, like we did a couple of weeks ago, the letters J-O-Y, which spell joy. So the first section is Jesus, second section others, third is young people. And after each section, I'm going to say, thank you, God, for the gift of Jesus. And we'll respond by saying amen, if we agree. So let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the love we celebrate at Christmas that saw you come to earth as a helpless baby in order to carry out God's rescue plan. Help us, Lord Jesus, to remember that Christmas is all about you. Help us to remember that you are God's ultimate gift to us. Help us to be a church family that is known for serving and honoring you in all that we do. Thank you, God, for the gift of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father, for our mission partner, Vedaste, and his family in Rwanda, and that we were able to give a Christmas gift to the church he pastors. Thank you, Father, that the church has doubled in size in the last year. Please help Stuart to be a great encourager as he visits them in the new year. Thank you too, Father, for All Saints Little Shelford, from where our church was planted 16 years ago. Please may many visitors come to their carol service by candlelight tonight and their nativity service on Christmas Eve. Please, Lord, help the church family to be bold at sharing their faith in you with friends, family, and colleagues, and raise up new leaders for their youth ministry teams. Thank you, God, for the gift of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father, for each young person involved in our groups at Christchurch. Focus, Ignite, Trekkers, Scramblers, and Creche. May each grow up to be committed followers of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for little ones, our parents and toddlers group. Please bring many who go along to trust in you. Thank you for our schools in Sawston and for opportunities to share the gospel in school assemblies and Christian unions. Thank you, God, for the gift of Jesus. Amen. And we're just going to say the Lord's Prayer together. The words will be on the screen behind, so I'll lead us as we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Ed. We need to hear what was the most extraordinary moment. We need our last reading, and Jeff is going to read to us from Luke's Gospel what happened when the angels left the shepherds.
How the shepherds responded, from Luke chapter 2. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Mary had a baby boy. Can we have anyone else who hasn't managed to show off their costume yet? Maybe an innkeeper, maybe a donkey, a camel. Are there any who haven't? I haven't said wise men. That's what we needed. There were wise men. They're not part of my story today, but you look very wise. Thank you very much for coming as kings. Well done. He was a very ordinary little baby. 10 fingers, 10 toes. Just like everyone else's baby, but he was God's king come to save us. Joseph looked just like an ordinary man trying to find somewhere for him and Mary to stay, but they were bringing God's king into the world. He believed the angels, and he called his son Jesus, which means rescuer. And the first ones to the party were the shepherds. Normally left out, they were brought in. They found the baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger, just like the angels said. And then they went and told everyone they knew. That is extraordinary. The ordinary became extraordinary that first Christmas. Mary wanted to ponder. She thought she knew what had happened. She wondered what it meant. She treasured in her heart and kept thinking about how brilliant it was. Perhaps you could take time to do the same. What about you? Perhaps you want to be like Joseph, who believed and obeyed. He believed the baby was the Son of God, our Savior. He called him Jesus. What do you believe about Jesus? Would you like to know more? Please do find out. And the shepherds, they heard the good news. They went and told everyone they knew. They couldn't shut up about it. That's what happens when you think something is very good news. Does the good news of Jesus thrill you? Do you want to tell other people about it? That would be a great response as well. At Christmas, Jesus makes the ordinary become extraordinary. Will you remember that? We'd love everyone to take away a Christmas gift. There is a little book called The Christmas Song. And we'd love you to have Luke's Gospel, where most of our readings came from this morning. Please take one away. We'd love everyone to read it.